The checks from the Maryland COVID Relief Act will begin showing up in bank accounts for those who are eligible by the end of the week. Comptroller Peter Fatto adds he expects 98% of the stimulus money will be processed by February 19th. We caught up with the comptroller to talk about the assistance.
We have accomplished a Herculean task. We have 1,100 employees that are focused on the day after the day after tomorrow, having 400,000 plus payments going out. These are checks for either $300 for single filers and $500 for joint filers, and these are to the select group that the legislature and the governor restricted them to. Those checks, half of them will be put directly into people's bank accounts by no later than Saturday, we think. The others will be out the door and in the possession of the U.S. Post Office the day after tomorrow. We just can't guarantee that the Postal Service is prompt.
Was this difficult at all?
Yeah, because we just started our regular tax season, which is last Friday, the 12th. We processed 20,000 returns. It's kind of a soft opening. And answered 2,000 phone calls. We're in the process of returning $3 billion to 3 million Maryland families over the next 6 weeks. So it's a big, it's our normal tax season. And then we have this other important imperative tossed on top of it. So I think it's a significant example of customer service. If you call the relief hotline, which I did just a few minutes ago, at 833-345-0787, and you there's a short recording, and then if you want to speak to someone, you press 1, and within 30 seconds you get someone. Just imagine how that would have helped our unemployment debacle last year, and how that would help the vaccine debacle, so to speak, this year, where we have literally millions of Marylanders confused and frustrated and, in many instances, justifiably angry because, you know, it's just kind of a mess of confusion about what the situation is with vaccines.
How helpful do you think these checks are going to be?
Very little. However, something is better than nothing. We advocated 2,000 one time only, paid with debt. The governor chose a $300 check, a $500 check for families, paid for with general funds. We thought our proposal was a lot superior, but he was able to maneuver through the legislature using this filter of the earned income tax credit. That's a great program, but it's not. It leaves well over 100,000 Marylanders out in the cold, along with tens of thousands of their children. And they get nothing because they're not EITC members. That's a program that's very good, but it's complicated, and it's document-rich, we call it. You have to have lots of documents to file an earned income tax credit tax return. That's why so many people who are eligible don't. And our complaint with the so-called relief plan, as I call it, is that the checks are too little and they leave too many people out.
Comptroller Peter Fatto on the money being sent out to eligible Marylanders under the COVID Relief Act. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.